France is on high alert after three people were knifed to death in a terror attack at a church in the southern city of Nice. The incident at the Notre Dame Basilica has prompted French Prime Minister Emmanuel Macron to mobilise his army to stave off further acts of terrorism, saying 7,000 military personnel would protect churches and schools around the country. The attacker was shot by police while being detained and is being treated in hospital. Early reports say he's a 21-year-old Tunisian national who entered France via Italy. This woman describes what she saw.
We heard many people shouting in the streets, so we saw by the window that there were many policemen coming, and then we heard gunshots, and more policemen.
For Nice, it was another gruesome day. 86 people were killed and nearly 500 injured when a truck was deliberately driven into crowds celebrating Bastille Day 4 years ago. The Nice mayor, Christian Estrosi, said it was time for France to take action.
Investigators have begun their work, and I say, enough is enough. The time has come for France to absolve itself of the laws of peace, to definitively annihilate Islamic fascism from our country. I have given orders for all churches and all other cultural sites to be placed under surveillance and closed.
Well, let's get an update on this from our France correspondent, Peter Allen. Thank you for being with us this morning, Peter. We're just waking up to this news here in New Zealand. Outline what happened for us, please.
Hello, Susie. Yes, it was an absolutely horrific attack. About 9 o'clock this morning, a couple were inside the Notre Dame Basilica in Nice. It's actually the largest Catholic place of worship in the city, despite there being a cathedral there as well. It's actually larger than the cathedral. They're inside. A man came running in with a knife. It's always just a very basic weapon. And he stabbed these two people in the neck. Horrible reports about one of the heads actually being severed completely. And then there was another woman inside the basilica. She ran out. He caught her. He slashed her in the neck as well. And she died as she tried to run away and was found dead in a bar opposite. Meanwhile, the police arrived. These weren't anti-terrorist police. These weren't specialist police by any stretch of imagination. They're just local police. And they managed to shoot the attacker. They didn't kill him. They wounded him. And he was there lying on the pavement, shouting out lots of very unpleasant slogans, and is now in hospital. And this is being treated as a terrorist attack, of course.
The reaction then from President Macron has been pretty swift and pretty significant.
It's swift and significant, but it's very usual, I have to say. I don't want to sound too cynical about it, but every time there is an attack like this, the reaction is always a quasi-military one. Well, it's actually more than a quasi-military one. It is a military one. Today, he's, as you reported just there, put an extra 4,000 soldiers on the streets of France. It does make you wonder what great difference that's going to make if these are always single men who pop up in the softest targets possible, churches, underground stations, bars, restaurants, or whatever, with a knife, and they start slashing people. Again, as you heard Christian Estrosi, the mayor of Nice, saying there that he was going to put places of worship under surveillance and indeed shut them. He can't do that forever. He can't do that for too long. But again, the government has to be seen to do something. And again, what they're doing is saying that they're going to clamp down on Islamists.
This coming a couple of weeks after a teacher was beheaded for seemingly showing the pictures of Prophet Muhammad that were published by the Charlie Hebdo magazine, also coming on Prophet Muhammad's birthday. Are they thought to be linked? Is there some kind of uptick here in this kind of terrorism?
Yes, that's very, very fair speculation. The Samuel Paty, he was the teacher who was beheaded in the Paris suburbs a couple of weeks ago. That was, of course, linked to these cartoons in Charlie Hebdo. Now, what happened after that was quite remarkable, really, because whereas before Charlie Hebdo which produces these cartoons which mock Muslims and indeed the Prophet Muhammad, crucially, they have always been seen as a sort of anti-establishment, marginal magazine. Nobody likes them that much, but they're only meant to appeal to a few people. What Emmanuel Macron came out and did was pretty much said that these are great symbols of modern France, and France supports these cartoons. Now, that has really infuriated the Arab and the Muslim world, which, of course, is massive. That includes recent French colonies such as Algeria and Morocco. They're infuriated by this, and they say France is picking on Muslims. That doesn't mean to say that they support these barbarians who go out and behead people. Of course it doesn't. But what it does mean is that they think that the 6 million Muslims, vast majority peaceful, wonderful people, decent people, shouldn't have to suffer this collective guilt and be portrayed in these images as cretinous people who support this figure who, again, is portrayed as a cretin, as a sexual pervert, all these kind of things. So it really is at the heart of this whole debate and this whole issue, Susie.
What details do we have at this stage about the attacker?
I can tell you that he is age 21 and that he arrived in France only in October. He was originally from Tunisia. He is thought to come across the classic immigrant route. He travelled into Libya, which is pretty lawless now, then came across to Italy, travelled through Italy, and then into France. He had no official situation, to use the jargon. He wasn't registered. He didn't have any papers. He was a refugee to France, an illegal immigrant to France, however you might want to put it, which again shows how difficult it is to fight this war against lone wolf terrorists. I say he's a lone wolf. He could have been working with other people. At the moment, all the signals are that he was working alone. But again, Tunisian national, with very little to do with France.
Thank you very much for the update. That's our correspondent, Peter Allen.